To combat some of the highest housing costs in the country, Boston wants to institute a form of rent control. But in order to do so, they'll need approval from the Massachusetts legislature. That's because even though there's overwhelming public support in the state for rent control now, voters banned it nearly 30 years ago. Now, traditionally, renters love rent control and landlords don't. And there's the problem. A striking number of legislators in Massachusetts are landlords, and very few are renters. For more on this, we are joined by Boston Globe reporter Emma Platoff. Welcome, Emma.
Thanks for having me.
So, Emma, this data comes from a new Boston Globe investigation. It found that a whopping 86% of state legislators own homes, and that compares to just 61% of the state overall. It does seem like that could create tension when it comes to the state approving a rent control policy.
Exactly. What we wanted to look at in writing this story was just sort of what is the portrait of the people and who are making important decisions about housing policy in Massachusetts? What is the perspective that they're bringing to the table? If you actually narrow in on Boston, those numbers are even more striking. The homeownership rate among the 20-member Boston delegation to the state legislature is at least 80%. The homeownership rate in the city is 35%. So you can see that there's a really big gap between the constituents and the residents who are bearing the brunt of the housing crisis and the folks who are actually in charge of solving it.
So, Emma, then there's homeownership and then there's being a landlord. Have any legislators who are landlords addressed this?
Absolutely. So we found in the currently sitting 198 members of the state legislature, at least 36 own rental property, whether commercial, residential, or short term. Not all of those people told us that they oppose rent control. Some of them certainly did. There are a few who are landlords who do support rent control. But we thought it was an important point to make in the story, both from the perspective of raising the prospect of a conflict of interest, right? There are lawmakers who are being asked to vote on something that has both an enormous impact on the lives and the livelihoods of their constituents and on their own bottom lines, their own, you know, potential profits, but also just to look at the broader issue of whether the people who are in charge of solving the housing crisis are actually the ones experiencing it and whether that means that they're attacking it with the urgency that some of their constituents really need.
So one might expect that legislators who have a conflict of interest would recuse themselves from a vote on something like this. Does Massachusetts have any sort of ruling about recusals for these types of situations, Emma?
Massachusetts law does not bar legislators from voting on either general legislation or home rule petitions that could impact them financially. They might be required to file an ethics disclosure, and of course they could voluntarily recuse themselves. We put this question to many members of the state legislature, particularly those who are landlords, and the answer we got from many of them was, yes, I bring my perspective as a landlord to this vote, but I also bring many other perspectives, you know, as a homeowner, as the sum of all of my life experiences. And many of them told us, I don't make this decision as a landlord alone.
All right, let's talk about this then and now tension. So voters ban rent control statewide 1994, nearly 30 years ago. Recent polling shows that about two-thirds of likely voters in the state support bringing rent control back and capping annual rent increases. So why did voters ban it back then?
Interestingly, the better question might be which voters banned it back then. So in 1994, this was a statewide ballot petition on the question of rent control. At the time, rent control was only in place in a handful of communities, Boston and some of the surrounding cities. And in the places where rent control was actually in place, voters wanted to keep it. The vote, which was very narrow, was because the voters who didn't have rent control opted to ban it at that time. And that's a point that rent control advocates bring up even today as sort of an argument for reconsidering this question.
And as I understand it, that was actually part of the strategy at the time of bringing it to a statewide ballot initiative.
Right. I think the question of who gets to make the decision is always a critical one in politics, right? We know that the communities in Boston and the surrounding areas tend to be more progressive than the state as a whole. And I think that's the exact issue at play when you have something like a Boston rent control proposal that can't become law without approval from the entire state legislature.
So what are voters and renters that you've spoken with now saying about instituting a rent control policy like the one that Boston wants?
Well, there are certainly those who look at the makeup of the Massachusetts legislature and its sort of history of a lack of appetite for rent control and say, man, feels like we don't have a very good chance here. You know, there's some frustration there. I think there's also another path that rent control proponents could take, which is trying to repeat what happened in 1994 and hope for a different result by trying to land this as a question on the 2024 ballot. You know, that there's a lot of steps between now and then. It's not clear that proponents will even try for that route, but that is another option for them if they don't see the legislature as a place that will be friendly to their ideas.
And Emma, what are you watching for next?
I'm curious to see whether we even get a vote on rent control in the Massachusetts legislature. You know, it hasn't even come up for a formal vote in more than 3 years. So unclear sort of what the next steps are, but I think especially with Boston Mayor Michelle Wu pushing the issue, it should be an interesting time.
All right, Boston Globe reporter Emma Platoff. Emma, thanks so much.
Thank you.